And welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for January 3rd, 2011. We'll begin the meeting with an invocation by Commissioner Alfred and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking your divine wisdom. It's a new day in Jefferson County, new day for this court. We ask that you give us that divine wisdom, that ability to lead with your heart and mind. Lord, we ask that you not only do that for the Commissioner's Court, each elected official in this county. We ask that you give us that what we call affectionate, to make appropriate decisions for the citizens of this county. We ask that you put your loving arms around the family members of loved ones that are away fighting the war for our country. We ask that you not only do it for the county, do it for all elected bodies in this county. Lord, we ask these blessings in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right, under County Commissioners, I'd like to take a couple of items out of order. I'd like to bring up first items L and M. Item L is approve, receive, and file executed public official bonds for the following elected and appointed officials: Everett D. Alfred, Commissioner Precinct 4, Nancy Beaulieu, Justice of the Peace Precinct 1, Place 2, Jeff Brannick, County Judge; James Brad Burnett, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 7; Ray S. Shashan, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 4; Mark DeRuin, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 2; Tim Funches, County Treasurer; Tom Gillum III, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 8; Ransom W. Jones, Justice of the Peace, Precinct 6; Tom Manus, District Attorney; Patrick Swain, County Auditor; and Brent Weaver, Commissioner, Precinct 2. Item N is receive and file official oath for those same offices that were enunciated in agenda item L. Do I have a motion?
So
moved. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. We'll then go back to agenda item number A. Consider authorizing the county judge to enter terminate a burn ban order. That burn ban is in effect. And Mr. Fountain, I believe you've had an opportunity to discuss that issue with the volunteer fire chief. Yeah, I just was looking at the State Operations Center report and noticed that 155 counties have burn bans in place because of all the dry weather. And I think they said so far we've lost 101,000 acres of land to wildfires. So it'd be, thank you for reminding everyone, if they are going to burn and if it is rescinded, to do so with extreme caution. Do I have a motion to terminate the burn ban?
So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. It's unanimous. Item B is to consider appointing Jeff Brannick as a replacement for Ron Walker to the board of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Item C is to consider approving a resolution for voluntary acquisition of real property to be a site for the elevated water storage tank for West Jefferson Municipal Water District. This project is funded by disaster grants. Item D, consider and possibly approve exempting the Jefferson County Historical Commission from paying for security during their scheduled events for the year 2011. The security expense will be paid via budgeted funds. I think on that item E, rather than consider and possibly approve, that should be receive and file. Certificate of completion for Commissioner Michael Senegal, Commissioner Senegal has successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code. Total hours earned in 2010 were 16. A total of 8 credit hours were carried over into 2010 year. Item F, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing the Honorable Ronald L. Walker for his years of dedicated service and leadership as a county judge and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Where is Judge Walker?
Right.
Item G, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing the Honorable Mark L. Domain for his years of dedicated service and leadership as the County Commissioner of Precinct Number 2 and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Item H, consider approving the Cheek Sewer Project application for Texas Community Development Block Grant Program under the 2011-2012 Community Development Fund. And item I, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a diabetes education grant renewal with the Texas Department of State Health Services for the period March 30th, 2011 through March 29th, 2012. Item J, consider and possibly approve the appointment of Coral Holmes by Commissioner Bo Alfred, Miriam Johnson by Judge Jeff Brannick, Denise Boutte by Commissioner Michael Senegal, and Mitch Woods by Commissioner Brent Weaver to the Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefits Pool for the Board of Trustees effective January 1st, 2011. Item K is an open agenda item to consider and possibly approve appointing 2 trustees from members of the Commissioner's Court to the Board of Trustees of the Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefits Pool. Currently, Commissioner Alfred serves on that board. As indicated, he would like to continue to serve on that board. I have also served on that board and wish to continue. However, if there is another commissioner that has a deep desire to get on this year, I'm open to that suggestion. Item N is to consider and possibly approve waiving the requirements of the county judge's approval of requisitions as provided for in the local government code chapter 113.901C, and that portion of the government code, local government code, does require, although the court's not gonna county judge is not gonna approve those requisitions, that all claims will still come before commissioner's court. Item O will be tabled because that's subsumed under items L and M. And item P is receive and file official oath for Deborah L. Clark, purchasing agent. Do I have a motion on those issues? And I'm going to need some specificity on item K on the 2 trustees to the benefits pool.
So move, Judge, with the names Commissioner Alfred and Judge Brannick of in item K.
Okay.
Judge, I have one question, and it is in reference to C and the West Jefferson is water, this water tower. Did they give us where it's going to be?
Yeah, Mr. Blanks? Is Mr. Blanks here?
Yes.
Would you like to approach the lectern? I know that we had some discussions last week about this, and it has to do with soliciting sites.
Right.
Okay.
We are looking at various sites right now. This is process of we know the area where we want to be is over there by the Hampshire Finette High School area, and that would give us the pressure that's needed to push the water through the Boondock Road area.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure the court get updated because I didn't read it anywhere.
Thank you.
Pardon me? Oh, he didn't have receive and file? Oh, yeah, we'll delete that agenda item. Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, we'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. All those items pass unanimously. And I believe Commissioner Arnold, you're going to have why don't we take time right now to go ahead and get to those resolutions. I'll be Commissioner Arnold. You have one of those resolutions. Commissioner Domain, would you like to come up with your wife and stand at the lectern?
Today we have before the court a resolution which is just currently passed acknowledging former Commissioner Mark L. Domain for his service to Jefferson County. And it reads as, whereas Mark L. Domain did obtain a degree in criminal justice in 1971 while working as a police officer for the city of Groves, and whereas Mark Domain was then promoted to traffic safety coordinator in 1973 and was then elected in 74 as the position of city marshal for the city of Groves, where he diligently dedicated himself for the next 16 years and became recognized as a leader in the law enforcement community. And whereas Mark L. Domain was named excuse me, a life member to the Port Nature's Groves PTA for his preservation and work in drug enforcement and education in Port Nature's Groves Independent School District. Whereas Mark L. Domain did, during the years of 1974 through 1990, provide invaluable leadership and encouragement for the Boy Scouts of America and the Law Enforcement Explorer Post and the Boy Scout Troop for Handicapped Children at Huyen School in Port Arthur. And whereas Mark Domain was elected as County Commissioner for Precinct 2 in 1991, where he has unselfishly served not only the residents of that precinct, but all citizens of Jefferson County, displaying exceptional foresight, discernment, and prudence. And whereas Mark Domain served 2005 as a president, Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission, providing exemplary leadership for the multi-county area territory the commissioner serves. Whereas Mark Domain currently serves on the Purchasing Board and Employee Insurance Board for Jefferson County. And whereas Mark Domain is retiring and will have more time to spend with his wife and children. And whereas Mark Domain will be missed by all who know him and who have had the pleasure of working for and with him. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend Mark Domain for his dedicated service and leadership as a County Commissioner of Precinct 2, Jefferson County, and wishes him well in his retirement and all of his future endeavors. Signed this day by the judge and all four County Commissioners. Mark.
Sherry, I thought we had an agreement going into the marriage that one of us would take the looks, the other would take the brain. She walked away from the boat. I'm not sure if I'm bragging or complaining about that. Thank you very much for today. Most of you are everybody. Here's Cheryl. I watched Cheryl grow up. Have a great part of life. It's really been to work for the person. I see Mayor John Durkee here. I see Tom Berger here. These are people that are quality people. Scattered. Many of those people. Told reporters that
Judge, would you and Sandy like to come up? Judge, you and Mark have been very dear friends and very dear mentors, and y'all just mean so much in my life. Just thank y'all. Be it remembered at a meeting of Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, held on the third day of January 2011, on motions made, the following resolution was adopted. Whereas Ronald L. Walker devoted the years of 1959 and 1960 serving our country in the United States Army. Whereas Ronald L. Walker dedicated his talents as a teacher and coach during 1961 through 1964 with Orangefield Independent School District, and from 1964 to 1968 as a teacher with the Houston Independent School District. And whereas Ronald L. Walker distinguished himself as a worthy and able advocate for many clients in a wide variety of legal matters in his private practice of law during the years 1969 through 1982. And whereas Ronald L. Walker continued his service to the community by being elected to serve as a member of the Board of Trustees for the A-Leaf Independent School District in Harris County and then for the South Park Independent School District in Beaumont. And whereas Ronald L. Walker was appointed and elected as judge of the 58th District Court of Jefferson County, where he demonstrated and earned the admiration of the bar and ensured that all who appeared before him received fair and impartial justice. Whereas Ronald L. Walker was in 1989 appointed by the governor as the Chief Justice of the Ninth Court of Appeals, where he served until 2002, where he authored in excess of 1,500 legal opinions, where he continued to display exemplary legal discernment and intellect. And whereas Ronald L. Walker was elected as Jefferson County Judge in 2007, where he's demonstrated an unselfish devotion to making significant contributions to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, demonstrating an unwavering faith and temperament. And whereas Ronald L. Walker is retiring to dedicate more time to his wife, children, and grandchildren and the pleasure of free time, knowing that he will be missed by his countless friends and those who have had the honor of working with him. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas does hereby honor and commend Ronald L. Walker for his dedicated service and leadership as the County Judge of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement and all of his future endeavors.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Commissioners. We just really appreciate that, and we'll keep that, look at it very often. As you read in that resolution, I've had a very, very varied background. Only thing you left out, should have talked with Sherry Coon, is that I'm also an ex-shrimper.
That's okay? Right.
But of all the things that I have done in my life, I have never done anything that gave me as much pleasure as being the county judge of this county. And I think the main reason for that was the people I got to work with. Jeff, you've been my right and left hand arm, and I couldn't have made it without you. And I thank you. We thank you. God bless you. Hope to see you again, but not as a candidate.
I'm not sure I would have run for this job if you'd have told me how lumpy this chair is.
Commissioner Alford got my good chair. if you'll catch him out of here and get it back.
Hey, low man on the totem pole, you know.
All right. We'll move on to County Auditor. Yes, sir, go right ahead.
I'd just like to make a couple of comments briefly. Commissioner Domain, I want to publicly thank you for your many years of service, serving this county proudly and professionally, and I appreciate your help during this transition. Thank you.
Anything else? All righty. Under County Auditor, item A, considering possibly approved fiscal year 2010 budget transfers, Road and Bridge Precinct 4, year-end accruals, $25,000 from extra help and $31,000 from laborers to Coverstone for the total amount of $56,000. Item B, considering possibly approved fiscal year 2010 budget transfer for Indigent Medical Services, $25,559 from hospital services to pharmaceutical supplies. Item C, considering possibly approved fiscal year 2011 budget transfer, Road and Bridge Precinct 4, additional cost of $5,000 from crushed stone to automobiles and truck. Item D would be regular county bills, check numbers 347970 through check numbers 348176 for the week of December 27, 2010. Item E, regular county bills, check numbers 348177 through check numbers 348332 for the week of January 3rd, 2011. Item F, we can delete.
No, we.
You need it?
The other ones were the oath.
Okay. Receive and file the order for reappointment of Patrick Swain as County Auditor for a 2-year term beginning January 1st, 2011 through December 31st, 2012. I thought I was going to get you on that one.
I think that's the one. Thing. We might need to miss that one now.
Okay, do I have a motion on that?
So moved, Judge.
Great, thank you. Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's passed unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A, execute pledgee agreement form from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston for the funds of Jefferson County. And these are signature card changes due as a result of the new faces on the court. Item B, execute pledgee agreement form from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston for the Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust Funds. Item C, execute pledgee agreement form from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco for the funds of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. And item D, execute depository pledgee agreement form from Wells Fargo Bank NA for the funds of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. I have a motion on those.
Move.
I have a motion by Commissioner Arnold and a second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say nay. The items pass unanimously. And lastly, under the Engineering Department, receive and file an order entered December 20th, 2010, directing the depositing of $147,778 into the registry of the County Court Clerk and cause number 117170, the County of Jefferson versus J. Adams, LLC. Pending final judgment, the court previously authorized these funds for a negotiation of settlement on the property for extension of Britt Road. Is that correct, Commissioner?
Correct. Second.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion?
No, it's Alford.
Pardon me, Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously, and that completes the agenda. Do we have any other items that need to be brought before the court?
No, Judge.
Thank all of you for being here today. We'll hopefully get to see all of you back frequently, especially on issues where there's no controversy. May God bless Jefferson County. Thank you. We're adjourned.